Part 2, Reading Passage. One of the most popular and unique styles of music today is reggae. Reggae started on the Caribbean island of Jamaica in the 1960s and is a mix of soul, rhythm and blues, and traditional Jamaican ska music. Reggae's unusual features include its hesitation beat and the use of the bass guitar as the lead instrument for playing a song's melody. The most popular and important figure in this style of music is Bob Marley, who is known as the King of Reggae. Like most reggae singers, Marley was born into a poor black family in Jamaica. He grew up in a tough neighborhood where his only dream of success was to become a popular singer. Marley's mother wanted him to spend his life working in a factory, but Bob wanted more for himself. He worked hard at his music to make his dream of becoming a famous singer come true. Life in Jamaica in the 1950s and 1960s, when Marley was growing up there, was hard, but his music is full of hope. His best-known song is his hit record, One Love, which speaks of the oneness of humanity. He also believed that the problems of black Jamaicans would come to an end. He belonged to a group of Jamaicans called Rastafarians, who wore their hair long and braided in dreadlocks. Like other Rastafarians, Marley believed that one day all black Jamaicans, as well as North American blacks, would return to Africa and live in peace and prosperity. Bob Marley's music not only had a great influence on Jamaican reggae musicians, but also on popular musicians around the world. Rock star Eric Clapton had a big hit when he covered Marley's song, I Shot the Sheriff. Many pop bands, such as The Police, also began to use reggae rhythms in their songs. This led to even greater popularity for reggae music. Unfortunately, Marley did not have much time to enjoy his fame. Marley had many enemies, since the Jamaican government thought that he and the Rastafarians were dangerous. In 1976, he was almost killed when his home was attacked. Marley was shot in the chest and arm, but he was rushed to a hospital in time to save his life. Later, Marley fell ill with cancer, from which he died in 1981 at the age of 36. Marley's last words to his son Ziggy were, "Money can't buy life." While Marley died very young, his timeless music continues to be played and loved throughout the world. If you want to learn more about this influential singer, I recommend that you read his fascinating biography, Catch a Fire.